When you go through Site C, that's back here to the bottom left, that is a flat area right in front of an old existing house we call the Chad House that would be right to the left of that underneath all the tree coverage. It's no longer an operational house or anything, just a site. However, that is where I would put my RVs, right there. It's the easiest site, the easiest write-off road, and it won't cause any traffic there to where they'll pull right up in front of that tree, and then they'll be able to back right into that spot. I am able to do just two. It was three, thinking that could be the max, but my goal is not, like I said, never another RV, and I'm really not trying to hold the presence of a lot of that. It's just to include the demographic that that traveler would provide, or if that's your way of travel. When you look at Sites D, I have two of these listed, one on the very right and one right behind C. That the one right behind C is right inside that tree coverage where it opens up just a little bit. And the one on the right is just on the side where the National Forest is on that right. And it gives you just enough over that hill where you can't be seen from the road. Imagine, if you will, right here, if you go across this point is my high rise. So anything on the north side of that is unseen by the road. These are only seen while you're crossing right here. Nothing else is visible from the road at that point. At these sites D that I have said, this is where I'm proposing putting a couple just camping tent pads. That's just throwing a kind of a platform deck on the ground where I would like to gather feedback from just a guest that's staying there to tell me more about the area, if it makes sense to put something like a retreat style thing in the future for back access, if it's a good trail route or a place that governs privacy for a group as opposed to another. On site E, I have this down here kind of on the right side. It's right next to our pond down there. Yes, our pond was just for the cows in the past, and it would have to be cleaned up for access for actual people, but there's an area right there next to it that would be good that I would like to experiment with a teepee just as a different, but this will be dry, and that was just kind of a style difference to gather feedback there, but I do like that spot. Next to it is spot F, just to its left. That is my best retreat spot. So it's kind of a corral that bends in the trees, and it goes steps down to a different interval, a little elevation below, and it's surrounded by itself. And this is where I would like to put a retreat group, say a family or reunion or a church group or a Boy Scouts group or anything you can do as a group. That's where I would like to place you so that you have your confined area, but everyone in that group is right there. And then when you look at G is my back right one again. That is basically if the camping spot and my feedback takes off, that is where I see there's some punched out areas kind of as you go into the forest there that have availability, just put kind of a, I would say only, I have down here, I would only put 1 to 4 units right there for that. So it would be a smaller group retreat. But never would one be rented out where the party next to it's a different party. That party would rent that area, so to speak. H is one of the last ones I want to mention here. It's right behind the Chad House, kind of as you go in right behind C and the RVs. This is where the land starts to really kind of go down and into the slope and heavier inclines where trees are the biggest and strongest right there. And so if I were to go for a treehouse demographic, that is where I would pose that would be a possibility to try out there versus other tree spots in the area. I put I out here on the very end because it is a very open spot, and then everything to your right and up is National Forest. So it gave you a big sense of privacy over there. However, with our deal with this cell tower on the land, we still strip it for hay and stuff right there. However, that would only be in the future if I could govern reason to then carry the road that way to take customers. That's the only point of expansion there. I'm not so sure about that, and that wouldn't come until year 10 above. And then my last point, J, my mark is in here where We actually have a road. We have kind of a cave on our property that's back here. It's a natural spring cave. And we have a road that takes you from about this entry right here, and it goes all the way back into here, all the way to the cave. My intention for putting spot J up there is if it ever came down to the ability that someone could, like, say just put two stays kind of off that path there, if they were to be able to drive and it still get off, have a spot, and then be able to get back on, that could be a possibility, but it may never happen. So it's just the thought and working with you as well as feedback to see potentials and possibilities there. And then I can go into, actually, let's go to those other pictures now. And I can show you kind of the stage of growth I'm looking at. So you got stage one here. So looking at this right here, you see my existing open road still there. I just want to make sure that's expansive because it, obviously, if you're doing RVs, coming off a small access road, you've got to be able to get them out there. This is my proposed kind of wide traveling line here, just to make sure, and the goal of this is that this area is never entered. There's no, this road will not continue along the bottom, and this will all be stripped for hay and never touched. This is so that if you do need to wrap around, you just get back on Fairview Church Road and you come back around that way. But this is my first kind of proposed, if I were to start this year and kind of go into next year coming out, this would be my start where I have these RV spots here. There will have the electric connecting as well as a septic behind it. And the septic has been proposed from talking with a few different contractors on really the best place for it. It's either going to be on this side of the trees to avoid all the tree roots, or we're going to kind of cut in there right behind the house and pull it to this open field to then run our laterals freely there, not to mingle with the trees. This road would take you by my place there, as well as wrap you to a initial building that I would like to put there. This is the one of the only ones that will be permanent, like I talked about, where this will be the facility that holds full bathrooms for the guests, a kitchen, and a dining and gathering area. That way, I just always make sure there's a spot to come to take care of my guests and operate a class, or to, like, feed them as I want to do. And then you will come around that area, and that's where you will come by the two yurts that then will share a septic at the bottom of that hill where the contour lines get intersected. And then on the very side over here, we do have access right here where we have our own gate and everything that's up to the National Forest. I would just basically make, in these roads overall, I need to mention that they would not be, I'm not looking for slabs. I'm not trying to develop this land, so to speak, and to keep as much of gravel and chat as I can. The ground is very hard, and a lot of rocks kind of within it where I've never had any problems on vehicles or anything like that, as well as I had my soil evaluator out there that kind of helped me with my drainage too. But this would be my start. This is just to get me access to that camping pad for future feedback there. And then if you go on. Stage two is really the implementation of trying to experiment with routes to then get to this retreat point and where I would like to place where I said the yurt, but it could be any stay, but something right there. There's an access right now where without having to come, this is really heavily inclined, so I'm aiming towards coming in here. There's a gap between these trees that's broad enough and inclined enough to take you down there. But really, my second stage is to see if that's possible, and then if it's possible, how to really attain access down there to get people in and out. And then this spot here is where it's right now it's an old pond that's no longer holding water or able to, and so it's 6 feet from the very center to one of the outsides, so I'm going to make it like a little Boma fire pit area for guests or something to serve a meal or just go around and have a fire there. And yes, this can be seen from the road here. That is on that side, so that will be seen. My next one
if I can figure this out, kind of routing them down there, the goal of all these is never to have anyone to have their own utilities anymore. That's just for these two spots. Everything else is dry camping. It's for you to come experience the outdoors, to get away from civilization. So I would try to put a bathroom facility right here. That would be my attempt to make sure that everyone still has bathroom access and everything without trying to route and put wells and do all this. Just make a central bathroom there for everything that then will push to this side. And then for the next picture, that would be kind of the same govern for the bathroom on the following side if it were to still be growing on that end. So when we come down here, this is the Chad house right here placed. That's, like I said, there, but not lived and not ready. And I would place this on the other side where it's still flat, where I could still put a well and septic on this side and run it and give guests the experience to go. And then I have a route that can exist right there to feed them around the two sides. And then here, this is basically also proposing at this stage, if that were to have worked out and gave me more feedback to then put, like I have here, like 3 to 4 sites right there, then 4 retreat group, that's when I would go ahead and make a roundabout road, and then that would be a central area just for one single group. So then they just want it one way in, one way out there. This is kept for hay, all right here. No spot will be coming past here. So this flat land, that's my high top here. That will be for hay. This is still for hay and accessible. And then everything for here will still be for hay, as well as all my cows still run here. And I believe the agreement we made with the cell tower is that the property, I think it comes kind of right down in here where we can't actually build anything to begin that 10 acre radius there. But and then the very final one, this very final one is gives you that kind of look of what that would look like if this road were to become something, and then give people a couple like off the path sites there. This was the reason I was asking for potentially 25, just because as you see here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I could see up to basically 15 if you add one more, say somewhere else. That could be 15 parties I want to serve at once. However, those 15 parties could mean there's, since this is a big retreat spot, that could be 3 spots or 3 lodging units, or that could be 8. So I don't want that be my big spot. No other spot would have more than 3 or 4. So if that were to be, I didn't want to ask for the permission to do one, and then it makes sense to, rather than one big unit, to divide a group up into smaller units. I want that to still make sense that one could turn into 3 and vice versa. With every structure still being temporary, and if one idea doesn't work, if a location doesn't work, I still have the availability to remove, replace, or do as needed there. Most all these accommodations will be hidden from the road, as well as the other guests, and all visitors will be encouraged to adventure west and north on my land, which is basically into that corner. Having them avoid any, trying to discourage them from keeping away from the roads, traveling down the road, or back towards anything to do with 160. All persons will be welcome to enjoy the retreat. However, if I ever have a situation that results in me having to remove that person from the property, they will never be allowed back. As you have seen my list of potential locations and you have heard my desires, I hope you understand that my intent and my love for the land is pure, and I am dedicated to making sure that each stay is honorable to its ancestors. I will never condone any foul play or rowdiness, and I vow to respect and keep the peace. I am a friend, a neighbor, and privileged to be a member of the community. I am always available to constructive concerns and questions, and if a problem arises, I want nothing more than to solve it. On the positive end, if there's an idea that could work or an area I could do better in, I would love to hear it, and I'm here to discuss. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you. Any initial questions for the applicant, or
what's a yurt? Never heard of it. Go ahead.
It's a permanent tent, basically. Yeah.
It's a permanent tent. Yeah, on a why are they called it a permanent tent?
Well, because yurt sounds classier. Yurt, as, on a deck. Is,